Buffalo is a collapsed city. Almost everything here is in ruins, trust me. It's like they made everything 100 years ago.
Local director John Padgett and executive producer Eric Porterfield are on a journey to create a film to counterattack negative statements about Buffalo. It will be a feature film on the history and future of the city.
Plow it under.
All of these rave reviews have inspired me to create a new feature-length documentary film, Buffalo Hates You Too, a love story.
And we think it's a great title that'll help us reach a national audience with the story of Buffalo. And it really originates with the T-shirt that was a cult classic selling T-shirt that Western New York Book Arts Center made a couple years ago. That was it said Buffalo Hates You Too. The title really resonated with people. It's funny, and it really sets up the story.
And that story is?
Well, the story, as John pointed out, is really a story about the city that was in the city that is, kind of emerging. And from an outsider's perspective, which is mine, Buffalo is really an interesting case study in how cities and urban centers with a rich history can reinvent themselves successfully.
I want to talk a little bit about each of your backgrounds because, John, you have had some stuff out there that we have all seen before and heard of. So if you can tell us a little bit of recap of what you've worked on before.
You know, I had the great opportunity to work with Visit Buffalo Niagara, Buffalo Niagara Enterprise, and 43 North to produce some of these great short promotional films about Buffalo, like This Place Matters, Buffalo, America's Best Designed City. And obviously those have gone viral and have over a million views. What I'm really thrilled about is to be able to go beyond sort of the 5 or 10 minute length that some of those films were and to do a feature documentary that will be, an hour and a half to really fully explore Buffalo's story.
So you're directing, and Eric, you're the producer coming in from out of town. Give us your background. I'm reading that you're an Emmy-nominated film producer. Where are you coming from?
Coming from State College, Pennsylvania. Been there for about 30 years. Been in this business for about 30 years as well. And wasn't really looking for a change. My wife and I, Kelly, came up here for a weekend getaway and fell in love with the city while trying to find my great-great-uncle Wilbur, who was a photographer, a Buffalo pictorialist here in Buffalo. So my background more recently has been nationally distributed feature documentaries, 365 Days, which is with Film Buff Cinetic. And when I got here and started to peel back the layers of Buffalo, it was really clear very quickly that there was an immense story here. It's not just a story about Buffalo, that the drama of what's happening, to John's point, about whether or not the city is going to manifest the renaissance that they talk about a lot, whether that was going to be possible. So following this story for 2 years is our objective, and that's a long time.
So what little nuggets or unique things will you try to transform in this film that people will learn about Buffalo that you have to tell the rest of the world and country?
I think that it is, somebody yesterday mentioned that Buffalo has been so unchanged by time in a way, from the standpoint of what still exists historically. And having that as a starting point for a renewal is really exciting, from Olmsted to the buildings that are here. But those are physical, and there's an emotional tie to that that to me is stunning. I've said a few times that Buffalo is the most self-aware city that I've ever been in, and I think that's a great place to start and when you have all of the physical assets at hand.
Do you think that's because we've been kicked around so much?
Yes. I think that it's because you're so aware of that, that you have, it's almost like self-deprecation. You can move beyond the criticism to a place of that becoming fodder for whatever success you're going to have in the future. It's important that you see, Marcus Aurelius said, the obstacle is the way, right? So in some ways, the humor against you was the obstacle, and now it's the way.
So how would you tell the rebirth?
Well, I think the great opportunity Buffalo has is to, it's been a punchline for so long nationally. We all experience that when we travel and tell somebody we're from Buffalo. And I think this film will be a chance to punch back to a degree And I think that Buffalo's greatest asset is, like Eric said, is that we're an underdog, and America loves an underdog.
Buffalo smells like a giant beef jerky stick.
And so if we can really tell our story, I think that this film will make Buffalo and its underdog story kind of the most celebrated city in America.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.